From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Ray Price.
That you care, but now you're gone. You got me crying. No use denying. You done me wrong. If I could look inside your heart, maybe I could see the reason why you are leaving me all alone. Well, you know it's not so when you say it right, but you know you lie. I didn't do one wrong thing to you. Won't you tell me, baby, why you went and left me here so lonely? I miss you only, or I love you. Did I ever make you sad so you'd be mad enough to hurt me and desert me for so long? Well, you're telling everyone what you done. You think it's funny. Well, listen, honey, you done me wrong. Or you know it's not so when you say it right, but you know you lie. I didn't do one wrong thing to you. But won't you tell me, baby, why you went and left me here so lonely? I miss you only, or I love you.
Thank you. Thank you just a whole lot, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. I mean, we really got a good show for you tonight with Rod Brasfield.
And Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Grandpa Jones.
Dale Woods.
And the entire Grand Ole Opry gang.
Say, Ray, tell the folks who you brought along as your special guest.
Well, I sure will, Grant, because our guest is a pretty gal who sings a mighty pretty country song, Miss Charlene Arthur. Well, sir, here it is, the end of National Secretary's Week. And I don't know of a better way to close the celebration of this week than presenting a fellow who has really observed National Secretary's Week. He's been chasing secretaries all week long, Mr. Rod Brasfield.
Hello there, Ray Price. It's good to see you, buddy.
Well, it's good to see you, Rod.
Say, Ray, you know all about all these here big weddings I've been having over in Europe, you know? Miss Grace Kelly married Mr. Reindeer or somebody?
Yeah.
Well, did you hear about that big wooden wedding they had over there in Europe?
Wooden wedding?
Yeah, wooden wedding. Two poles got married.
Rod, this killed me.
I'll tell you, it killed me, too. Rod, by the way, talking about things, how's your girlfriend Susie getting along?
Oh, Susie's fine, Ray. She's just fine. Don't think she's getting fat.
Getting a little fat?
Yeah, huh? Susie getting plumb fat. I got a new picture of her. Look at her there. There's a picture of Susie.
Say, she is getting a little plump there.
Yeah, she's getting plump fat.
Who's that other girl in the picture there with her?
Huh? Oh.
Well, that girl standing behind Susie.
That's still Susie. I called her up the other night, you know, Ray, on the telephone. I said, Susie, can I come over to see you tonight?
Yeah.
She said, yeah, come on over, George. I said, wait a minute, Barnett, this ain't George. She said, well, this ain't Susie neither, but come on over anyhow. Say, I was in a terrible disaster, Ray, coming up here tonight.
A disaster?
Yeah, there was a truckload of hogs run into another truckload of hogs and killed every hog.
Well, Rod, why do you say that you were in the disaster?
Well, I got there, disaster, it happened.
Well, I tell you, I just knocked me out again. Well, I...
Say, Ray, I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Your brother stole my gate.
Now, wait a minute. My brother stole your gate?
Your brother stole my gate.
Well, why didn't you have him arrested?
I was afraid he'd take offense.
Boy, I pull up tonight.
Well, I'm telling you, Rod, you know, you're about the dumbest thing I've seen. In fact, I'm going to show you just how dumb you are.
Dumb?
Yeah. Tell you what we'll do. We'll tell a riddle.
Yeah.
And if I can't answer it, I'll give you a dollar.
Yeah.
And if you can't answer it, you give me 50 cents.
50 cents?
Yeah.
Now, let me understand this, Ray. Now, we're going to tell a riddle.
That's right.
And if you can't answer it, you're going to give me a dollar.
That's right.
And if I can't answer it, I'll give you 50 cents.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I tell you what we'll do. I'll even let you ask the riddle.
You want me to tell a riddle?
Yeah.
All right, Ray. What is it that's got three legs when it's flying, four legs when it's working, fur in the wintertime, and feathers in the summer?
Boy, that's pretty tough.
Yeah, that's pretty tough.
I tell you, I guess I'll just have to give up. What is it?
Huh?
I'll have to give up. Here's your dollar.
Yeah, all right. Where's the dollar?
Don't take my dollar right now.
Yeah, that's much blind.
All right, I tell you. Now, let's go on with the game.
Yeah.
What is it?
Do you know? I don't know. Here's your 50 cents.
Did you ever notice when parents get together, you can expect them to take out pictures of the youngsters?
Yes, sir, Grant. Just like when pipe smokers get together. You see them take out those tins of Prince Albert.
Well, no truer words were ever spoken, Ray. Every minute of every pipe smoking day, Prince Albert is taste tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. Nature, in her own sure way, put the flavor in PA. And the rich, natural flavor of the fine choice tobacco is held and heightened by Prince Albert's own special process. So you can be sure of a cool, comfortable smoke every time you light up with PA.
Yes, sir. And don't forget, Prince Albert is crimp cut so that it packs neat and firm in your pipe. Smokes smooth and long burning. No wonder it's America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Now, all you pipe and makings men out there, if you want to enjoy natural tobacco taste, get yourself mild, tasty Prince Albert, the national joy smoke.
Thank you, Grant. And right now, here's our guest. And a visit all the way from Dallas, Texas, Miss Charlene Arthur. Charlene, welcome once again to the Grand Ole Opry, honey. We're awful proud to have you back with us.
Thank you, Ray. It's a real pleasure to be with the Grand Ole Opry once again.
Well, tell us, Charlene, since the last time you was with us, what have you been doing?
Well, we've been touring all over the country making personal appearances.
Well, have you made any new records?
Not lately, but we plan on it before we leave.
Well, that's wonderful, and we sure want to hear you sing, and I mean right now, what you going to do for it?
One of our RCA Victor records called Kiss the Baby Goodnight.
All right, there you go.
On your gold, a brand new cup and hook up more. Hot couple, little buffalo loop. Us-tide-a-loosin', even under. Swing on the corner, swing on the gate, swing your partner, don't be late. Swing your partner on your shoulder, friend, you've got to hook up for. Forehead's over. Ladies found it, get stuck under, hold your hold, swing back under, swing your partner and drop it at home.
Well, we hope all our Grand Ole Opry friends are enjoying their visit with us tonight, and we hope that you all join us in the spirit of our sacred song this Saturday night, one we picked out an old favorite that goes like this.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross. My trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a
Thank you, folks. Thanks a whole lot. Right now, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, Ray, can you think of things that go together like love and marriage?
Well, there's horse and carriage.
Yeah.
And then there's Prince Albert smoking tobacco and OCB papers. That combination adds up to perfect making cigarette.
Yes, sirree. PA is the makings of a perfect smoke. It rolls easy, it smokes mild and tasty. You see, nature herself put the flavor in PA. And Prince Albert's own special process holds and heightens the wonderful natural flavor of the fine tobacco.
Then, too, PA is crimp cut, so it rolls neat and easy, doesn't blow around or dribble out the ends.
So, fellas, roll your next making cigarette with Prince Albert, taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test. That proved Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Well, it's time for some mighty fine piano playing, and that means it's time to listen to the down yonder girl, Miss Elwood. Thank you. Thank you, Dale. That was real swell. Well, sir, before the radio, there was the telephone. And before the telephone, there was just plain gossip. And by golly, we have the greatest gossip communicator of all times right here, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
But trouble today. I was trying to get up here, and I was coming in on the bus, and the whole family of us was trying to get on the bus. There was Mammy and Brother and Sister and Uncle Nate, Bobby and Aunt Ambrosie, and our old dog, Kirlis. And Kirlis goes everywhere with us. And you know that bus driver wouldn't let that dog get on that bus. I said, why, you've got to let Kirlis get on the bus. I said, that old dog is just like a member of the family. And the bus driver said, lady, I can see the family resemblance. But the dog still don't ride the bus. Oh, I have trouble sometimes with buses. The first time I rid one of these city buses here in Nashville, when I first come up here, I was trying to get off. And I said to the bus driver, I said, do I get off of the front end of the bus or the back end? He said, suit yourself, lady. The bus stops at both ends. I could have given him a piece of my mind, but I couldn't spare it. I tell you, though, now, there's a feller backstage that I'm going back and kind of talk to. I want to tell y'all something. Sure enough, y'all didn't know this. But just now, before I come out here, see, well, there was a feller come in back there, and he was a visitor. And he's all dressed up, you know, got on a store-bought suit and everything. And he's a real flirt, they tell me. In fact, the rumor was backstage that he'd just kiss a girl at the drop of a hat. So I went up to him and I said, what's this about you kissing girls? He said, girl, I'd just soon kiss a girl as look at her. But in your case, I ain't gonna do either one. Bye now, see you next week.
Nothing beats Minnie Pearl for fun, and nothing beats our guests for a good song. So how about Miss Charlene Arthur again? Yeah. Charlene, I tell you, hon, before you get started, I'd appreciate if you'd do me a favor and sing a song that you recorded as a favorite of mine.
All
righty. Called I Love Him Better Than You Do.
All righty.
you, Charlene. Well, sir, this next feller just goes to prove that you're never too old to learn. Guess who's out here? Gonna come out here to play kissing games. It's the old man himself, Grandpa Jones, and Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Listen,
would y'all mind telling me what y'all are doing out here together?
Well, we're gonna sing our new song.
A new song?
Yeah.
Well, tell us, what is it?
New RCA record.
Yes, sir. And it's talking about a subject I really like, Ray.
Yeah.
Kissing games.
That was a lot of fun, Grandpa and Minnie. That's real nice. The latest RCA victory record of kissing games. Right now, Van Howard, the boy that helps me do all the duets on records and everything, well, we'd like to do one of our new songs that you folks have kind of taken a liking to, and we're mighty pleased you have one. Sort of goes like this.
For you and me, and take all the love. somebody new. But now I'm so lonely all the time. Raise the arms that reach to hold somebody. For my yearning heart keeps saying you're not mine. I trouble my notion to another.
Enjoyed it. We sure hope that you did too. But we want to say please be on hand next week, because we're going to come calling for you in the old buckboard. And up in the driver's seat will be my real good buddy, Perlin Husky, along with his guest, the Carlisle. Till next week, this is Ray Prowse saying thanks ever so much. Thanks for everything. We'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
It's here. It's all new. It's the wonderfully different all-new Cavalier cigarette with a new blend. It's the king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
Here is the really great smoking news about Cavalier's new blend. The smoke feels as good as it tastes. Yes, the all-new Cavalier tastes great, feels great. It's a great smoke.
You win plenty with Cavalier's new blend. Plenty of naturally rich taste. Lots of fine, fresh flavor that draws so easy through the cooling extra length of top crop tobaccos.
Yes, the flavor's all there. But that's not all you win. You get smooth smoke. Easy-going smoke that feels as good as it tastes.
Today's the day to discover the fresh, wonderful feeling of all new Cavaliers. You'll find them in a brand new pack, a bright, bold, smartly designed pack in red, white, and gold.
Win with new Cavalier, the king-size smoke, with the king-size taste.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.
WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville, Tennessee.